He's the voice of the valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
8:07 on The Beacon on this Thursday morning. Well, you heard him before 8 o'clock, but joining the conversation with Andrew O'Grady from Mental Health America, Marty Rutberg, attorney, Rutberg-Breslow, attorneys here in the studio. So, Marty, you called me up about being involved with the Salvation Army. What did I say to you?
Your exact words were, I'm always happy to help out the Salvation Army.
And you said they fed, what, 24,000 people?
So far this year, they've served in Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie.
About 24,000 breakfasts and lunches.
So I'm going to take you back to the summer of 1964. I was all of 16 years old, and there were some big old forest fires going up over Kerhonkson over there. And we were bored teenagers, and we thought we would go join the effort to fight the forest fires. And we went up that road, and we found them up there, and there was the Rangers, and, oh, yeah, come on, and happy to have your help. And talking to the Ranger, it seems that another organization had been up there, a colorful organization, said, we'll come up and set up a food kitchen, and then we'll just, charge people for the food. And the Forest Ranger said, no, you're not gonna do that. And that's when the Salvation Army came on the scene and set up their mobile kitchen in that summer of 1964. And as we were working that fire line, we were up there for several days. And you'd be along the fire line out in the woods, and there would be a bag hanging from a tree. To this day, I remember those corned beef sandwiches on rye with mustard that kept us going. Marty, I've paid for those corned beef sandwiches from the Salvation Army many a time over.
Good for you.
Gladly for all of the intervening years. But when you called me, all these, 61 years later, I've never forgotten how the Salvation Army steps up for people in need.
It's a good memory, and it's so typical of what they do. I since being asked to MC the fundraiser, which I'll talk about in due course, I took a look at the organization. I hadn't really thought about it very much in terms of how long it's been around and the full range of services it provides. And I've had really an education.
Yeah.
And met some very nice people just in the short time getting ready for this event that I've been involved. They Disaster Response Services, which is what you've just described, is just one of a number of categories of things that these people do. And it's all volunteer. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, selfless individuals stepping up when they're needed.
Yeah, yeah. The organizational structure is interesting. It calls itself an army.
Yes.
And the positions in it, most organizations, you have a president, a chair of this, a chair of that. The titles are of military nature, and makes for a very interesting place, a very interesting environment to spend a little time.
So there was a time of members marrying in their rank. I don't know whether that is still in their organization now or not.
Well, I don't know. that's a little bit beyond my pay grade as MC for an event, but I know that the people that are in charge of each outpost or a core,
right.
they call them, each place is a core. I'm connected now to the Poughkeepsie Corps for this event, which is led by a very nice lady that I met in the last month or so, Envoy Lydia Mills. So her title is Envoy, and she's the Corps Commanding Officer for the Poughkeepsie Corps. And some of the people that run individual corps, there's others in Beacon, they're all over the world, have titles like that, varying sometimes with whether the individual is an ordained minister or not. Mm-hmm. I think that if they're ordained, they might be called a major. I could be wrong about that, but there's another military title that goes whether you're ordained or not. It's fascinating.
And it's just, I guess coming back to what you talked about ordained, even though there are components that have a religious background to it, this is an organization that steps up to help folks regardless of their race, their ethnicity, their religion, et cetera.
Right. Just in the short time I've been doing this, because I'm in touch with a lot of people, I'm trying to raise support, raise money through this event coming up, and obviously with the upcoming Christmas Kettle campaign that we've all grown up with and kind of take for granted. The reaction to some people are stuck on this religious element, and certainly its foundation is religious. It holds forth from the strength that they find, we all could find in Bible and gospel. But on a day-to-day basis, what they're doing is they're feeding people.
Yes.
Among other things, they're feeding people. They're making sure kids get gifts at Christmas time. They do casework and counseling. They have youth services. They run senior centers. They have outreach into prisons. They have veteran services. They have a component in which they fight human and sexual trafficking. I mean, in terms of a socially positive movement, you couldn't ask for better or stronger or certainly longer lasting. They were founded in 1865 in London and have never stopped.
No, and it's quite the organization. And of course, I have their website up in front of me here, and here I'm looking at the, it's called the Beacon Temple, they do have church services on Sundays at 11:15, adult Bible study, prayer meetings, 10:15 a.m., youth Sunday school Sundays at 12:15, but community center programs, after school programs, child care, emergency assistance, food and nutrition programs, mobile soup kitchens, night centers, summer camps.
Yeah. Originally it was actually called the Christian Mission. I think you'll see that in their website. And the story of how it came to be called the Salvation Army is interesting in itself. The founder, William Booth, who was a minister, and had started preaching in the streets in London, which was kind of, at the time, very unconventional. He mm-hmm. was kind of breaking off from the religious hierarchy that existed and obviously still exists. And it was originally called the Christian Mission, and as the story goes, he was looking at an annual report in 1878. I found it interesting to know that they even had annual reports in 1878, and the report in its title, in its subtitle, it said this is a volunteer army, and he physically crossed out the word volunteer and wrote salvation, and that's when it started to become known as the Salvation Army.
Marty Rupert, hold those thoughts. It's 8:16 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Marty Rupert again. We're going to come back and talk about the specifics also of this upcoming Salvation Army event here on The Beacon.
Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
8:21 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Attorney Marty Rupert in studio talking about the Salvation Army. So, Marty, when is the event when and where is the event that's happening with the Salvation Army?
The event is November 6th at 6 o'clock at the Doubletree in Poughkeepsie. And, I'm always happy to be here, put a microphone in front of me, and I'll go anywhere. But,
see, I told you that. Didn't I say that to you?
But I am specifically here this morning, and I'm everybody listening, I'm looking at you, and I'm asking you to help the Salvation Army right now, because it's helping people all around you every day, and I want each of you to help it. I'd like you to get a phone number. It's 845-471-1210. That's the number of the Poughkeepsie Corps, the leader of which, as I mentioned before, is Envoy Lydia Mills. There's naturally a souvenir journal that your family, you, or particularly your business, or the company that you work for, can place a journal ad. This event honors the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and Eastdale Village, both very obviously worthy, in one case members, and in another case leader of our community. It's a, and obviously too, you are welcome to attend the event. You can buy tickets, you can place an ad in the journal, you can do both. You can take a sponsorship, which will put you in the journal or your business in the journal and give you a table or two. The other thing that gets me here is the Christmas Kettle campaign.
Sure.
The event in November is called the Christmas Kettle Kickoff. So the Christmas Kettle thing has been in operation since 1878.
Wow.
Okay? We all grew up seeing it. As I said off the air, but I'll say on the air, too many of us, on the way in the door at the supermarket, we say, I'll see you on the way out, and then we don't. We go out another door or something, or we just keep walking. This year, please, don't do that.
No.
No one's reaching deep into your pocket. If you're out, and it's especially if you're out doing holiday shopping, but during the holiday season, have some singles or fives
exactly.
in your pocket, and put one or more of those into every single Christmas kettle that you see.
Yep.
It's a very important component.
Marty, there's one other point of that I'd like to make, is that, you know, I mean, even I've been a bell ringer at times at different
places. I remember seeing
as has my brother in different places.
Yeah.
But some of these individuals who were there, you know, volunteering are indigent individuals. And there are some folks who will, you know, maybe they're not dressed the best way and will shy away from them. These are folks who deserve the recognition. Every single time I go there, I will make a point of stopping and talking to them in addition to putting something into the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And thanking them for being out there, because sometimes it's some mighty nasty weather that they're out in there.
Yeah, mighty nasty weather. My memory of the kettle as a boy would be out with my mother during the holiday season. We were not wealthy. Mm-hmm. I do not come from a wealthy family. We are not Christian. We're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother never passed or let me pass a Christmas kettle without putting, you know, at the time, we're going back 120-odd years, right? This is when I was a kid. a quarter at the time. So that becomes now a buck or a five or something. But you know, she said, I remember she said to me, you know, I asked why do you give that man or that woman money? And she said, because we're lucky enough to be coming in and out of the store.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that. And I always put money in the Christmas kettles. And I want everybody to this year, please. Again, some of you are driving. Some of you are sitting at your desks. Or at your house, it's 845-471-1210. Don't think I'll do it tomorrow, because you can connect the dots. The date is November 6th. The deadline for the journal ad to actually get into the journal is today, I think. or was yesterday or is tomorrow. We're upon it.
Yeah.
So pick up the phone and make the call. If you forget the phone number, look it up. It's the Salvation Army Poughkeepsie. Please do it today. Support this event. Support the Salvation Army and help us honor the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and Eastdale Village.
And again with the with the kettle campaign, as Marty said, make sure you have some singles or a five, and stop and look at the person who's ringing that bell. And sometimes people don't want to make eye contact anymore, it seems, Marty. And let's get connected human to human. That's how we address the issues that we're faced with. So you're going to be back with me maybe in a few weeks as we head toward the Jewish holidays at the end of the
year?
Just
offer me a microphone and I get in here.
I'm
here
aware.
Is half the fun at this time of the
year. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure, anytime.
But, you've been in with me before. We've talked about the, Days of Remembrance or the Passover. We'll be coming, into the Hanukkah season. And again, that's who we are as a community. It's all of us working together.
It's true. It's true. Always true.
So we got a couple minutes left. What else is new in your world?
Well, the office has been very busy. I don't spend as much time at a desk as I used to, but I'm out in the community probably more as a result. That I'm always busy on the property, gardening, and fall is a very busy time.
And I've had occasion this year to be in your office.
Yes, you have.
Yes, Joanne and I.
Yes, thank you. I hope everybody's okay on your end.
We are so fortunate as to what it could have been.
Yes.
Now, cleaning up all the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, we'll help you with that,
Yeah.
If I have 30 seconds,
yes,
I'll go back to the Salvation Army. Just September alone, okay? In September, they served 841 breakfasts, 400 lunches. That included 746 children.
Wow.
And new households. These are people coming in for help that hadn't before. In the month of September, 120.
Wow.
Some of us, frankly, are fortunate enough to feel like times aren't so bad. Look at your brothers and sisters out there. It's not the same for everybody right now. And I had asked when we were on earlier with Andrew, I had said, do you see an increase in needs in your department,
right,
mental health? There's an increase in needs happening,
yes,
with food,
yes,
and feeding people. And the Salvation Army is responding to that increase.
Marty Rutberg, thank you for bringing this all-important message here to Hudson Valley Focus Live.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You're very welcome.